look at.
Oh. All reverend sanghas here, sangha groups, and then also ladies and gentlemen, all of you, I am very happy to come here and to see you again. And because the last time I was spending here with you, most of you, and again, seeing you, everybody, that's a wonderful thing. Thank you. And now we can do and just be relaxed, enjoy, nothing to talk. Okay.
在座的各位僧团的成员，各位女士，各位先生，非常高兴能够再度的到圣河西来跟大家见面。去年我们在这里跟大家一起见面，那么我非常高兴，而且觉得非常好。那么现在我们又再次的见面，希望大家能够放轻松，充满了欢喜。
So, okay. First, I want to quote again, Lawyer Yuan Shantideva himself saying, "Dinde tawat nye chune, tagi gebo majena, dile luba shemit, dile moba shemitos." That's all says. Yeah? Okay. And then? That's all says. No? that means, the Tawanyi Chune, Tag Gavu Majana means, when we have all, everybody having obtained the Dinda means such like this kind of leisure and fortunate life. Taiwa means the tangible milieu, means the human life which has possessing and leisure and fortunate life. When you obtain such like this, Taiwa nation, means if I don't do Gegom, Mr. Gewa, Mr. All meritorious virtues, and wholesome things to benefit in the future oneself, temporary or final goal, many way to do in this life you can do. Gewa, Mr. Meritorious virtues, wholesome things. If you don't do those, Dagegom, Majana, then, one will quickly end this life, and then human life is a precious life, and then if go to next life to go lower rebirth, and then falling into animal or predators or hell beings or any below human life, if you fall, then it's a great disaster. Most disaster to having to oneself. One didn't protect oneself from this life. So, Dagyo Majena, Dile Luba Shemete, so therefore that is great than deceitful to oneself. There is no real greater deceitful than that. Dile luba. Luba means deceiving oneself. Of course, we have precious human life to a potential to do all kinds of things, good things, protect from lower birth, protect free from even to some for falling into next samsara. or even achievement or obtain enlightenment, emancipation, all of these possibilities we have. So therefore, if you lose that, not thinking those things, then there is no disease for that oneself than that. Also, there is no other much more stupidity than that. Mongba means stupidity. We think stupidity is some kind of losing little money or some friend or something which should be done. If you haven't done, we have possibility to do something happen. I haven't done, and then you say, oh, you are most stupid, dumb, why you didn't do? Even enemies to kill, if you have opportunity to kill somebody, you didn't do. Still they think you are stupid, dumb, you have opportunity, you lose your opportunity. But those are the most stupid, but they much more stupidity. When we have opportunity to great potential to pure, clean our evil, negative karma which created the past, and obtain in the future after our death, or to born high rebirth, or even higher emancipation, complete emancipation, or even much more higher and perfect being, that is the Buddhahood. All of these are potential, all these are possible in this life. If human life doesn't have, then there is no way to any other those lives don't have. So therefore, that is the why we are most stupid, if you don't choose that. That is what they say. Now too much? But you already know. Okay.
首先引这个吉天菩萨的一个偈子。这个偈子的主要的意思啊，是说我们在这一世能够获得一个这么圆满以及这么宝贵的一个人生，那么充满了闲暇，这个是多么的珍贵。所以呢，当我们有这样子的一个宝贵的人生以及机会的时候，而如果我们不去做任何的善行，为我们自己的来生呢做打算的话，反而是做很多的这些不如法或者说不善的这些行为的话，那么当我们这一生很快的结束以后啊，那我们就有可能掉到下三道。所以呢，如果说是我们真的掉到下三道的话，在来生真的掉到下三道的话，那么将是对自己而言是一个非常大的灾难。所以呢，我们在这个这一生呢，要尽可能的去做保护自己的这个事情。比如说刚才讲到这个是暇满的人生了，那么我们在这一生里面其实很有机会去做善行，然后让自己在下一生呢能够上升上三道，也就是天道、修罗道以及人道，甚至还有可能成佛。那么可是呢，我们在这一生里面并没有这样子去做，反而是去做了很多不如法或者说不善的这些行为的话，那么这个对我们自己而言呢，真的是一个非常大的一个欺骗。而且我们做了这么多的这一些愚蠢的事啊，这么多的这个欺骗自己的事，我们以为在这一生里面，当我们有机会去欺负人家，当我们不幸去损失一些小的财富等等一些，我们觉得那个是很愚蠢的事。可是呢，真正的来讲的话，如果丧失了在这一生去做有意义的事，去做如法的事，让自己能够在来生得到更大的利益，甚至成佛，这个才是 最愚蠢的事，因为在这一生里面我们放弃了这个宝贵的机会，我们白白糟蹋了这个宝贵的人生了，没有把它拿来好好的努力，让我们能够在下一生里面上升上三道，或者甚至是成佛，去利益更多的众生。
Okay, so therefore, we all should be seriously to use this precious life, most important life, most precious life, for utilize for the benefit of self in the future and benefit to all others, rather than just wasting one's life.
In此呢，我们要好好的利用这一个宝贵的人生，那么为我们将来的自利以及利他来努力，而不要把这个宝贵的人生浪费了。
Okay, so now the subject what we were talking about here is the continuation of from last time what we read with the Vidishaya Avatara, and I believe the chapter is the enthusiastic chapter. Okay, and then verse 62, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, somebody taught me, and also, all right. Okay, so we will do the chapter. This is an enthusiastic chapter.
今天继续上一次所进行的这个入菩萨行的精进品。上一次我们讲到的是第62颂，那么今天我们继续往下讲。
Now this chapter is the mainly subject matter is the subject is the how to develop the enthusiastic on a spiritual way, and this divided into mainly into two kinds. One emphasis is the minducha, means opposite enthusiastic or diligent. What we use, I may use both of them. Sometimes use enthusiastic, sometimes I may use a diligence or something like that, okay? And anyway, to minducha, opposite in those the enthusiastic diligence is the to laziness. They are laziness to, even we have first laziness, we don't even not interested at all. You are not first place, you are not interested. Other interested somewhere else, wrong way. That is one laziness. And some laziness, even you interested to do, want to spiritual goal or religious goal, but they, and I today I'm busy, or then for young age I will be busy. When I get older, then I will do kind of pushing further and the delay, and while you delay, you're gone. Well, that is one laziness. And then third kind of laziness is the all these religious or spiritual goal is so hard, so difficult. Such like me is not place for to do that. Somebody else, monk, nuns, or some kind of yogis do, I can't do. So oneself putting down oneself, Everybody has opportunity. Everybody has capacity. Everybody has potential. Whether you're wearing robes or go to retreat or some, doesn't matter. Anybody, every human have intelligence. Once you have that human intelligence with this body, there's no excuses. But many people, this is not my thing. I can't do. I am too lazy, or too stupid, or dumb, or too small, or something like that, to push oneself down. Well, that is the Ganyi Nyeba Lelos. So therefore, Lelongala Shembatan, Gilu Ganyi Nyeba was earlier, Chawang Shinji Lelo, Miss One. Into this bad way to thinking everything bad thing. Chawangyamba, is postponing all the time down. Daniel Nyeba is one step putting down. So those are the most our problem for the to developing special enthusiastic or diligent to the spiritual teaching. Right? Okay, maybe you can sit there.
那么精进品这一章的主要的重点呢，是在教导我们升起一个精进的心。那么这一章里面又分为两大部分，这个精进心的或者说精进行的相反的这个角度来解释，它又分为三个部分。第二部分呢，就是有些人他是其实是对修行有兴趣，但是呢他往往会找各种的借口来借故的拖延去真正的做这样子的一个精进的修行，比如讲说这个实在是太忙了，或者说这个将来还有机会，等我老了以后比较有闲了我再来练习等等，找这些借口。那么第三个部分呢，是说我们认为那个修行成佛利益众生呢，这个目标太大了，是不可能去达到的啊。所以在这样子的一个心理的这个认知上面，那么所以呢去找各种的借口。其实在这一章里面，那么吉田菩萨在强调，就是说我们每一个人呢，他事实上都是有无穷的潜力，都可以成佛，将来去利益无限的众生，都有这样子的机会。所以我们不应该去找任何的借口借故来拖延自己怎么样能够用不同的方式来增进自己这个精进的这个力量。那么第三部分呢，是在谈到就是说这个大乘的这个菩萨，那么他们是如何的利用这一些种种的方法还有种种的力量，让自己在这个精进这一方面能够继续不断的增强，那么来达到这个利益众生的目的。这个是针对上面所讲的三个不精进的这个类别啊所做的一个对应的一个介绍跟说明。
Okay, so therefore then from those first one is the among those three topics. First is the is increasing the strength and the power of the diligence, and this is the first topic. For this this has in the top pewa, means this has in four different way of increasing. That is the Vashanda Deva. If you are looking in the text, in the root text, the verse, maybe first in the briefly explanation, identification is verse 32. If you look in verse 32, so that is the So therefore, here is the explaining short way saying is the house increase is the first after abandoning the opposite, those laziness, etc. He began to those things. Then, and positively, what kind of things and should be developed is the, or that is the, here says mertang, merba is one, ngajam is to ngajam is or firmize, firm, to strengthen, firm. Gawa is joy, and torwa is the casting away. There are four power. Let's just the showing main the ngaja is the to try to do is the lam is action. Certain activities I can do like this kind of thing led to action. You don't discourage to the lab. And then nyamong is sometimes delusions or opposite too strong, you discourage. Instead of that, you concede proud. I can subdue, I can control. That's kind of special kind of strength. You should be nyamong la ngajia chewa to concede true to the delusion or negative things. And then nyubha means I have an ability. Sometimes thinking you are on so many types of abilities, thinking that way even I can do, I myself alone, even I can do like that. Bodhisattva, for example, all modern sentient beings, and they want to free from suffering, etc. And all the freedom from suffering, not just merely prayer or some wish, and then to somebody may bring them in freedom or something, not like that. I can do, I want to, I will do this kind of special kind of powerful and conceit or proud or like that way to oneself courage to do the beneficial to others. These are not diluted conceit, proud. These are the proud of meritorious virtues. Therefore, Bodhisattva was called the Bao, means the heroic beings. They are heroic beings. They are not to go to with a weapon to kill any many people. That doesn't mean. Okay? Alright, that's anyway. To formalize the rising strength, that's the ngajia, those three types of the proudness to bringing. Okay? That way, that the second topic is like that. Lovely. Okay?
上一次我们已经讲过了那个信乐力的这一部分，那么接下来谈到这个自信力的这一部分，其实上一次也都讲过了，现在再把它重新的回顾一下。那么这里主要讲的一个重点是说，在谈到自信啊，我们不要把它跟另外一种比较负面的这种态度啊混淆在一起。这些比较负面的态度，比如说是自己觉得很骄傲，自己觉得自己呢永远是对的，以自我为中心的，或者说当有问题发生的时候，自己总是觉得错都在别人，自己是最无辜的啊，像这样子的一种心态，跟我们在这里要谈的这个自信力啊是不相干的。我们在这里要谈的这个自信力呢，反而是说透过我们在思想上面去除了那些怠惰的想法跟这个方法以后，我们要提醒自己让自己产生一种自信，就是说我们在这一生里面事实上透过适当的方法跟行为， 我们是可以做到某一些事情，比如讲我们是可以去除贪嗔痴，去除这些妄念无明，而成就佛果，以利用以利益、啊、所有的如母有情的众生。那么这个是我们可以做得到的，透过这一生的精进的努力。所以呢，这样子的一种想法，这样子的一种自信呢、啊，这个是所谓菩萨的这个自信。那么在这里，格西讲到，所以呢，菩萨他为什么会被称为具有一个所谓英雄气质的这样子的一个众生呢？是因为他有这样子的自信，去成就自己，然后去利益所有的如母有情。那么我们就要像，或者说我们就要有这样子的自信，我们是可以像菩萨一样，这个一方面能够自己得到成就，另外一方面还要去利益不断的这个其他的这个所有的如母有情众生。
OK, so that is the last one is the this ngacha or proud of that to practicing actually the last verse is the I think verse 62, then we are going to today Kaya top strength of joy will begin. That is the verse 63, right? Okay. Let's say back, for example, 62, then 60th century, the Dagi Go, Chachang, number Kundu, Nyomong, Dala Dubar, Mijaos, saying, is the, I will never bow down to any kind of these delusions, you know, some kind of hatred or jealousy, etc. When they are ready to come, you don't go under those powers. So, then the sixth sacudam, so that by burning or killing or whatever you do, I will never rise anger or hatred. This jealousy, etc. Nyomong bad dams, enemy of the delusion is the most powerful. Even if you have under action of enemy of delusion too much rise, this makes beginningless up to now all misery, suffering, problem will guard from this enemy of delusion. Even I have lose my life, this life, by burning or killing or whatever torture by others, that is okay. Anytime we can die, anytime we lose this life, this is not a serious thing, right? So therefore we lose our life, sometimes burning, sometimes cold, sometimes the sickness, sometimes little disease, sometimes little mosquitoes may kill. Yeah, that's not a serious thing. But after killing, after death, then you have huge misery, suffering, all kind of things, endlessly coming. This is by delusions. So therefore, I will never bow down to the delusion, even those things happen. That is the sixth sacrifice, Dagi Go, Chechang, less. This is easy. You can. Number Kundu, Nyomo, but Dala Dubar Mijao. Number Kundu, maybe here translate a little deeper. Number Kundu, Nyomo, but Dala Dubar Mijao was any aspect, number, any aspect, whatever happens, doesn't matter. I will never bow down to the enemy of the mental delusions. That is it. Okay.
所以在我们进入第六十三颂开始讲欢喜力之前呢，我们先把六十二颂再回顾一下。那么这个第六十二颂里面所讲的主要的重点呢，是说不论在这个无明这样子的这种敌人，他种种的方法的这个驱魔折磨之下，我们绝对也不向他屈服，而因此呢，造下 这个不好的这些因呢，让自己受害。那么这些所谓的种种的折磨屈服啊，比如说被烧被杀，甚至可能被蚊子叮一下死掉了等等，这一些种种的这些情况，那么这些都是因为我们自己的这个无明的而产生的一些结果。所以在这样子的折磨，在这样子的考验之下，不论任何一种形式，我们都要很清楚的了解，不要向他屈服啊，不要因此而在贪嗔痴这三方面那么发生或者种下不好的这些因子，让自己将来受苦。
Okay, so therefore, So like that way, I will never bow down under the power of delusions. And nagap tamja, any situation, every time, all the time, I will do rigpa lani shami chams. I will not do anything else other than to conquer, destroying, activity which conquer, destroying, evil, negative delusions. Those are the rigpa, right thing, correct thing, right ones. That is, I always try to do. Other than that, I will not do. That is saying. So therefore, we could say, these are the Bodhisattva, great Bodhisattva, special kind of power or dedication doing. Same way we can try mentally to, I will follow this, I will never do this. But sometimes, of course, so delusions are so powerful, we often make mistake, we often do follow, but we can confess and again recognizing, again, I did. Oh, that's not good. So thinking every time, knocking down, I will never do this. Something like that, okay? Or something like that. That is the finished. Now, after that, now actually our reading part is from here. We can read, okay?
所以再重复一下刚才的重点，就是说不论是在任何的情况之下，任何时间任何空间的情况之下，那么不论我们受到怎么样的这些因为无明而引起的这些折磨，这个时候我们自己要很坚定的提醒自己，除了对的事情，这些对的事情指的是善行或者是如法的事情，除了这一对的事情之外，我们不做任何不善的行为或者说不如法的事情。因为是在无明的影响之下，那么往往我们会有一些这种情绪性的反应，这些情绪性的反应它让我们造了不好的因，那么因此呢将来就会承受这些恶果。所以在这样子的情况之下，我们就要坚定的提醒自己，就是说万一我们造了不善的因，这时候我们要赶快用各种的方式，包括忏悔，包括等等其他的方式，来让自己能够在很短的时间里面净除，以便将来不至于受到这些恶果。所以这个是整体的前面所讲到的这个自信力它的一个重点。接下来要进入到第63颂。
Okay, so now the topic is called Gava Top, strength of the Gava is joy, some special kind of joy, powerful to doing whatever merits, virtues and good things, spiritual things when you do Bodhisattva, and joy. Or that kind of power of joy. Even they have some misery, suffering, problem, physically, difficulties, but they are always wanting to help to others, And they want to obtain perfect Buddha word or enlightenment for the benefit of sentient beings, etc. Or something like that, where they have always whatever they do for the pure or others. So therefore, they have joy all the time, joy. So we should not lose joy to doing meritorious, precious thing. So therefore, in this saying, that means Chiba, originally the little child, children, etc., or any other also can be some kind of play and doing all kind of physical, joyful kind of, that is the, the dewa or some kind of happy and joy, to physical or mental, so temporarily they do. So therefore, in order to have that, you do always to play, or playing, or in order to do play, they have joyful way to do. They are not forced to play. Maybe some problem, maybe who knows. Okay, joking. Okay, okay. Sometimes nowadays, play, I'm not sure, or sometimes for the money, or for the game, or something. But it is for play, for joy, for happy, all kind of peacefulness, and joyfully do action without tirelessly. Sometimes people play like that way. Or the like that way, they may tend to have a dance. The chawa la kangi, la de la ni shin cha, also therefore, the chawa means the bodhisattva also, chawa la, things to, should do. What chawa la means, should not do those things are not, should be done. But chaya le means to be, should be done. All those kind of chaya le, all like that is Pakwaya Nordun here, the commander is Pakwaya Nordun, Dubala Sokwa means to try to accomplish the iron or the wealth, so something, seven iron north or something like that, wealth. That means or Tedang, Tudim Tedang, Doada, Ozashedang, Tayu Shirabji, Nordun. That's Pakwaya Nordun, is like, we don't need to translate all of them, okay? Then actually, when Pakwaya Nordun, we usually, Nord means the wealth. Usually money and, maybe what is a car, joking. Anyway, there can be Nord wealth, in order to so much joy to all doing those things. Pakwena means super arya or bodhisattva, etc. They will try to accumulate, you see, tepa means faith, special kind of faith. Tsudim, morality, special kind of shila, morality. Tepa means reading, studying, learning. Dongwa means charity, giving gifts to others. Wansa Sheba means to knowing how to embarrassing or this kind of thing, how to knowing those things. Teyuba means to oneself, because reason for oneself, you shameful things don't do, there's kind of the Sheba by knowing that. And also Teyaba means to others, by respecting to others, honoring, by that, then respecting that way, doing then many things to for the benefit of others. So anyway, those are the some of the Aryan or the wealth. Seven Aryan wealth. These are the examples, just a small example, like that way, to proving
to developing, to accumulating, all those kind of things, etc. Or say Bodhisattvas, they saw joy. How much these things done, so play, enjoying, and tirelessly to able to do. That is the, or like, or children likes the play, same way, okay? Or the, and the, I so much involved to that kind of activity, and let the minimum gavarcha, the children or people who only play are not easily to satisfy, tirelessly to do again and again play. Same way, Bodhisattvas, those kind of most beneficial, meritorious things when you do, they have no or satisfaction. All the time, this satisfaction means like that, where one after another, one after another do. We usually do is the evil or negative things, and those try to accomplish. If you don't, then dissatisfy, and then all those kind of happen. Right? I've forgotten you. Yeah. Too much talking myself. Yeah. Okay. All right.
第63颂啊，是讲的这个。就是欢喜力，那么这里这边主题呢是说，这个菩萨或者说像菩萨行的这样子的众生呢、啊，他在精进的修行过程里面，不论在任何的这个困境底下，或者不论遭遇到任何的困境，那么都是非常欢喜的来去做这些利益众生的这些修行的这些功课。那么这一颂里面呢，举了这个儿童游戏为一个对比的这个例子，也就讲说这个小孩子啊，他在玩的时候、啊、有两种特质。第一种呢，他是非常高兴的去玩啊，他不是被人家强迫的去玩耍。第二种呢，他对于这一种游戏啊，对于这种玩乐、啊、他是不满足的，永远不会满足啊，这两个特性。那么我们在日常生活里面怎么样用什么样的态度去精进的修行呢？那么就要像这个小孩子、啊、玩游戏一样，这两种特质，第一个是很快乐的，第二个是不满足的。那么这里面谈到刚才格一谈到说，这个所谓的菩萨行呢、啊，菩萨在精进修行里面他有七种、啊、来得到这个所谓的这个财富或者说法财的这种来源，或是得到快乐的这个来源，这个七种呢包括什么？包括布施，包括持戒，包括忍辱，包括忏悔，包括这个随喜等等这些七种行为。那么这七种行为让这个菩萨行的这些行者，他在日常生活里面能够不断的得到快乐啊，他一直以去做这七种事情而为乐。那么这就像小孩子不断的去这个玩耍而得到快乐是一样的。那么另外一个呢，就是说一方面是不断的去做，那第二方面呢是永远不以做到了什么样的这些行为为满足。换句话讲，这七种这个事情呢，是对于一个菩萨行者而言是应该永远不满足的，也就是说要不断的努力的去做。那么这个是在第63颂里面所谈到的一个重点。
Okay, so therefore when we do something good, meritorious, virtuous, wholesome things, and then try to do as much then tirelessly and joyful way. Then the second one is the verse 64 saying, Devu yila chati geva duba, means to try to, or, and the result, thinking about effect. Of course, every time when you do what worldly thing or anything, usually activity, serious activity, mostly or for the benefit or result, thinking that way. So debu or result yila chadi, to thinking that can result, then one should be or strongly to do or meritorious virtues. Now that is part is here on the verse 64. Devatando lecha jang dinjuru minju to me ki kangi lanyi dinjuru wa tele amici chital tes. That means in general devatando lecha jang dinjuru minju to me tos to me ki means there are certain activities for worldly or ordinary peace or happiness or some joy. In order to get some kind of joy, you may do so much hard work, even you do those kind of activity which brings the danger. Means there is no certainty that will bring joy or not. That's always worldly activities, so mostly like that way. You do so much hard work and then the result is not definite, peace or happiness. It may get misery, it may get happy, it may get joy. Even we have business or something, even eating, drinking also, all good things, go to sun bath or all those things have to looking for pleasure, the happiness, the joy. But it may end, who knows, it may end miserably. Yeah? That is the case of business or also something. Even eating, even delicious food, in order to joy, and then it may bring you great pain or sickness. Who knows? Okay. This kind of this kind of activity we do all the time, seriously, tirelessly. Yeah. But that is the and if you are uncertainty kind of this kind of result, but that kind of working so hard, then if there are action itself pleasurable, joyful, it will cause in effect all peace and happiness, and doing itself and the pleasure or joyful, that kind of activity, and if you have, why not do that? If you don't do that, then how can that will get happiness, enjoyment? That is mainly. So therefore, choosing the right causes and what kind of result will get, that is the also most important. So therefore, that is the verse 64. Okay.
第六十四颂里面所讲到的是从另外一个角度来谈这个事情，就是说我们在日常生活里面经常花了很多的时间跟精力去从事一些世俗的活动，那么我们认为这些世俗的活动是会给我们带来快乐，带来好处的，比如说像做生意，像去花很多时间去寻找跟这个享受美食等等。但是我们仔细去思考一下，这一些世俗的活动它的结果是怎么样，它是不是真的能够如我们所预期的一般给我们带来快乐而没有痛苦。实际状况恐怕不是这个样子，也就是说这一些我们花了很多精神心力去从事的这些世俗性的活动，它的结果究竟是苦是乐，是善是恶，是未定的，是不是那么的确定的。那么另外一方面呢， 在修行这方面，如果我们去从事很努力的去从事这个自利以及利他的这些修行的活动，它的结果却一定是能够让我们带来快乐的。换句话讲，和前面的相比较，那么这个修行呢，自利利他的这种修行活动，它的结果是我们可以非常肯定的。那么最后这一句呢，就讲说，即使是这么的被肯定，但是如果我们不去做，那我们又怎么知道它是可以给我们带来快乐的呢？换句话讲，在这一颂里面，那么就是要提醒我们，就是我们要经常去思维这个利益众生呢，它能够给我们带来的好处，以及可以给其他众生带来的好处。这种好处呢，是一种究竟的快乐。而为了要达到这种究竟的快乐，因此呢，我们应该要积极的、很努力的去做这些相关的练习。
So this is the usually do is the worldly common activity which the thinks this will bring peace, happiness and joyful, but they is not necessarily. Even a cause is a hardship, difficulties, and also result will not even not necessarily peace and happiness will not necessarily. But this comparison, for example, like Buddhist sattva's activity, doing for benefit of other sentient beings, final goal is to emancipation, high rebirth, emancipation, enlightenment, only those purposes, doing those things. When you do those things, activity itself cause time, also peace. The Bodhisattva are just sort of joyful, all joy to doing those things, creating those causes. And of course, definitely the result will be peace, happiness, definite kind of goal. So therefore, that is the why not? If you don't do that, one cannot get happiness, peace. Okay, that is the, if you looking real happiness, if you real looking peace, then is the something cause which has definitely bring that, rather than uncertainty cause try to tirelessly doing, that is no good. Okay, that is what they say.
在反复的在说类似的这个重点啊，就是说我们所从事的这些世俗性的活动啊，它的结果是怎么样，这是未定的。极有可能呢，我们期望它给我们带来快乐以及好的结果，但是实际上它却给我们带来痛苦，或者是说不好的结果，甚至让我们去造了很多这种所谓不善业的因。那么反过来讲，行菩萨行，或者说很精进的去从事修行的这个活动，因为这个活动呢，它的目的啊是自利以及利他，那么这个结果却是可以很肯定的，或者说很确定的给我们带来就近的快乐以及就近的快乐。这个就近的快乐呢是非常确定的，所以从这两相比较之下，那么我们当然应该要选择后者，也就是说要去很积极的去做这个利益众生、自利利他的种种的这些这个行为。那么最后呢，再次的强调，虽然我们都知道这个自利利他的这个菩萨行，它的结果是非常确定的，但是如果我们不去做，那我们是没有办法享受到那样子的一个结果。因此在这个六十四颂里面是督促我们要去积极的去做这些练习。
So then same way verse 65 Puti Sulcha Tengzita Tepanam Ji Mingum Na Nimi Dela Shiwai Suenam Ji Ta Chiti Ngoms. Ngom is to satisfy fully satisfied. The bodhisattva is whatever activity when you're doing for benefit of yourself and for others, any actions are meritorious, virtuous, wholesome. So therefore, they will in an inexhaustible way. So they will be on and tirelessly do Ngomba Mepa means without satisfying on all the time doing for purpose. So therefore, but they why they are not satisfied by small things, because for example, Pudhi Socha Tengzites, Dapa Namji, Dapa means what we desired or common word, desire, or then object, or then temporarily some kind of the sensual pleasure, enjoyment, which brings in the future and misery, suffering, and to born into lower birth, health, etc. So many purpose of them, just merely for enjoyment, sensual enjoyment for this life. This kind of activity is the like Buddhi Sorcha Dengzita means the if you put the honey on a sharp weapon on top of the razor of sharp weapon and then try to lick that one, of course in the surface it may get you some kind of sensual pleasure, kind of sweetness. But then you look more and more licking, then underneath you will cut your tongue, right? Okay, so great misery, suffering. So therefore, dapanams are usually dapayandam. We have enjoy always five types of dapayandam. Dapam is a desire word. In this our world also, why you desire world? Desire means the desire for eyes, enjoyment, some kind of nice thing to see, beautiful things, wonderful things, or visible kind of, that is the word. And then you dissatisfying way to all the time looking that, right? The same way dapa and hearing some kind of nice word, nice music, etc. Smelling for perfume and all kind of for these and so many enjoy. And this tongue for taste and drink and eating, etc. And the touch and then all kind of soft, smooth and hot, cold, whatever you need. Or even sexual attachment, highest one, desire attachment, kind of, or small, or those kind of senses, powering those kind of wanting to their object. So, unsatisfactorily, littered by, not dissatisfied, all the time dissatisfied, more and more and better attachment goes like that way. That is usually what we have. What we experience, those things. If that is not satisfactory, you have to still more and looking that way, but at the end, then misery, suffering like that, that kind of thing. But then how one should not, why not dissatisfaction by leader of the names? If you do meritorious virtues, whatever this life, in the future, deva, nemi dames, right? Nemi means the karmic maturation. Means if you do this time morality, practice of charity, and etc., many, many good things, and the result of in the next, in the future, you are born high rebirth, humans, and devas, and during that time, experiencing pleasure and enjoyment, happiness by previous good karma. So that is the nimitta, means pleasurable, or real pleasurable, that sort of things. And then that is a temporary result. And the final result, Shiva, name is Dela Shiva. Shiva means the completely peace. That means perfect emancipation, or nirvana, or enlightenment, or permanent peace. Those are the Shiva. If you something which doing those things, and the result will be temporary goal, happiness in the world, in the future, and the final goal, emancipation or enlightenment, etc. That kind of thing when you are going to happen, and of course, that kind of action should not be easily not satisfied. Always to dissatisfy more and more, and exhaustively should be doing, right? That we usually don't do. We can't say, I don't do, okay? Maybe you people, some people do, okay? Or joking, anyway, that is it. Alright, yeah.
那么下面这个六十五颂啊，是从另外一个角度，来讲这个精进的这个行为啊。那么刚才我们讲过，就是说我们在做这个，或者说在做这个练习啊，要像小孩子玩游戏一样。前面讲的是用很快乐的心，那么这里讲的是一种这个不满足的心。在这边这一颂里面呢，举了这个蜜蜂。他在刀口上面这个舔这个蜜啊，那么因为他喜欢这个蜜，所以呢他不断的去舔，最后甚至啊有可能把他的这个舌头啊都伤到啊。这如果我们也像蜜蜂一样这样来做的话，我们事实上也可以可能会有这样的结果。那么所以在这一颂里面举这样子的一个例子啊，用来说明就是说在这个世俗的这些活动里面，它是充满了让我们心动的这些原因这些源头。好，我们不论是在色声光等等这些，还有这个受等等这些方面，都不断的受到这一种所谓这个五欲五毒二事里面的种种的这些欲望的影响。那么这一些活动或者说这一些诱惑，我们通常是不满足的。那么因为不满足，所以我们会继续不断的去追求，而继续不断的去追求，那么它最后就极有可能像我们在刀口上面舔蜜伤到自己的舌头一样，给我们带来痛苦的结果。但是反过来讲呢，那么如果我们在这一生里面不断的努力去做这些如法的善行啊，不论是做什么样的这些善行呢，它都是有功德的，它都是这个可以给自己带来好处的。所以在就像菩萨做所有的这些利益众生的事情一样，因为他是可以给在自己给其他的众生带来所有的好处啊，所以他非常欢喜的去做。那么我们同样的呢，也要像菩萨在利益众生一样，去非常欢喜的来做这一些善行。因为这些善行，比如说布施、持戒、忍辱、精进等等这些善行呢，它可以使我们在来生上升三善道，也可以得到好的业果。那么这个呢，是所谓的短暂的快乐。而做这些善行，另外一方面可以给我们带来就近的快乐，可以带来这个最就近的结果呢，是一个所谓彻底的解脱，是脱离了这个轮回的这种痛苦。所以呢，这个整体来讲的话，那么这一颂里面它的一个重点就是说，我们要像菩萨利益众生那样子的那种心情呢，很永远不满足的去做这一些这个如法的，或者说这个可以种善因的这一些行为，那么让自己让众生都能够因此而得到彻底的解脱。
OK, so So therefore, usually our enemy is a dissatisfaction. Dissatisfaction, anything dissatisfied. Not getting, and when you get, and you don't satisfy more and better, and how much you get, and that is the worldly sense, common, ordinary, worldly, or goals is like that. How much you set do is never. So therefore, that dissatisfaction becomes, and then misery, suffering, cause, and it will bring attachment, hatred, jealousy, everything bring that. That sets dissatisfaction. But this satisfaction of the real, pure, meritorious, virtuous things, as like Bodhisattvas, whatever activity do for the benefit of other sentient beings or to for or emancipation and enlightenment and temporary or rebirth, high rebirth, and the final goal is emancipation, enlightenment, etc. Any or those kind of for those purposes, and whatever until you achieve that result, or cannot be satisfied easily to more and higher and better. All the time, continuously, you should be doing. Therefore, that means dissatisfaction all the time doesn't mean dissatisfaction is the enemy, bad, but dissatisfaction worldly goal, and then enemy. Dissatisfaction toward to the nirvana, emancipation, perfect, pure, toward to those cause, how much you create, you have to continue more and more. All the time, that is the should be doing, right? So okay, and then you going to okay.
那么再继续的就是跟着刚才所讲的这一点，就是我们这些在日常生活里面所从事的这种所谓世俗性的活动，那么这一种活动，或者说我们对于这些活动的欲望是永远不满足的，而这些活动这一种不满足的欲望，它除了不断的增强我们自己的贪嗔痴以外，那么最终啊，必然是给我们带来不好的结果，也就是恶果。而反过来讲呢，所有如法的这些善行，以及所有这个菩萨在利益众生里面所做的这一些种种的行为，这些自利利他的这些活动，那么他这个最终会不仅给我们带来下一生转世这个降生在上三道的这个短暂时性的快乐之外呢，同时终究的是会给我们带来脱离轮回，可以给我们带来彻底的就近的解脱的这样子的一个就近的快乐。所以从这两个对比的这个理解，那么我们就知道我们应该舍弃那个追逐世俗的欲望的不满足，而来这个积极的努力的对去从事精进修行，永远不满足于精进努力的修行，因为它会给我们给其他的所有的众生带来究竟的解脱。
OK， 说、so, 你So now almost then we have time to for the lunch. Otherwise.Dissatisfaction. Okay, we will stop there, and then we'll stop. Okay, thank you.
我们今天早上到这里暂时停止。